Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another exciting and informative edition of Veterans Connect Radio. This is episode number 12.
12.
That's right. Wow. Episode number 12. We began this program back in January of this year.
Did we?
Yeah, because we knew there was a need to kind of connect Atlanta veterans together, the business community, entrepreneurs, and all those outreach programs that are serving our backyard here.
Absolutely.
And, as always, you have Ryan Redhawk here alongside Brandon Skolnick. How are you, Brandon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. It's back to school week here.
It is. It really. That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Right.
But it also is, though, for real.
Is your son ready to go to school yet?
No, not yet. He's still, you know, fat and spastic.
Okay.
So it's wallowing around on the floor.
Right, right. Homeschooling.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We try.
Right. Well, let's make sure our listeners are up to date on all our social media connectors. Twitter. You can follow us at Vet Connect Radio. Leave us your comments and thoughts there. And we like to use the hashtag Vets Connect. And also on Facebook, Veterans Connect Radio. Yep. We'll be taking some pictures of our in-studio guests here today. And you can see all of those on our Facebook, Veterans Connect Radio.
Speaking of Facebook, did you put your pictures up from this weekend?
I did.
You did? What'd you go do?
I went deep sea tuna fishing out of the Gulf of Mexico, out of Orange Beach. We went out about 120 miles. Caught 9 tuna, 6 over 100 pounds.
Wow.
And we got tuna steaks galore for the next several weeks. So,
so you're going to get sick of it then, right?
No, probably
you can
not.
Never get sick of it?
Oh, yeah, I just love it. You can cook it so many different ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So love that. And yeah, I'll put some pictures up on Veterans Connect Radio so our fan club out there can connect
check
with
it out and see what you look like holding a big old fish.
That's right. And all right, so let's introduce today's guest. First, let's say hello to Sheb True. He's professor of marketing over there at KSU. The Michael J. Coles College of Business, and he's also the director of the Georgia Advancing Veterans Education Program. How are you, Sheb?
Hey, good morning, Ryan. I'm doing great. Thanks for having us here.
My pleasure. Tell us a little bit about Georgia Advancing Veterans Education.
Well, GAVE is an initiative put on by the Coles College of Business there at Kennesaw. The dean, Kathy Schwag, and I got together about 5 years ago and just talked about what we do really well and how could we reach out to more veterans. The university does a great job of providing degrees for veterans and helping them out. We're a veteran-friendly and focused institution. But we knew there's a lot of veterans out there who already went to school or just really want to start their own business or want to get some business training. So we just found some great partners around the university and around the business community. And it's doing great ever since.
So you kind of spearheaded this whole operation.
A little bit of the idea, I guess.
So why was it important to you?
I grew up in El Paso, so I was around Fort Bliss. And, you know, grew up in appreciation of the military. I was never a veteran, so I think this was something I always regretted. Mm. And, I worked at Kennesaw, I saw a lot of opportunities to create things to help the community and just decided this is something we could do.
And the idea was born, and you went to the dean. She was all on board. And then walk us through that whole process of building that program.
Well, Kennesaw State and Coles College has for a long time been known for entrepreneurial excellence. And we do a great job and a lot of activities in the community. And, as we started talking to veterans, we realized that there's a lot of veterans out there who want to start their own business. And so they needed some help and some guidance towards that business plan. Mm-hmm. So we partnered up with the Edge Connection, which focuses on small businesses. And, they've done a great job. And, so we said, hey, what else can we do? So we looked around the college and, really, to me, our star program at Coast College is our sales program. And it's very unique, and I'll let Terry explain to that in a little while. But, so that was our next step. And so Terry is taking that on and getting ready to start our third cohort.
And so the GAVE program particularly, though, is any veteran can sign up. How many classes is it, and what are they learning along the way?
For the entrepreneurship program, we have programs that go on every month through the Edge Connection and the SBA where they can take a free weekend program to really kind of focus and hone their ideas. And the process now is once they go through that, we sit down with a panel to meet with them. And if they're really ready to take the next step, we will put them through a 4-month program for free. And then they get 1 year's consulting after that. So it's really taken off and starting to have some good results. The sales program is something that Terry can tell you a little bit more about, but it really just offers the training that they typically do for our sales majors as well as companies around town.
Yeah. And Brandon, you did one of the programs.
Actually, I've done both.
You've done both.
So I've done the VET and then the Veteran Entrepreneur Training, and then I've done the VST, the Veteran Sales Training. So I think I did the first class with Vet, and then I did the second class with the VST, maybe. I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a great match because, you know, obviously if you're going to try to start your own business, you have to have great sales skills, communication skills, and understand the process, and vice versa. And so that's where Terry's really helped us out there. And so a lot of our graduates of the VET, the entrepreneurship program, have went to his sales program. And then the other way around as well, those who attended the sales program, when they found out about the entrepreneurship program, said, hey, I'd like to start my own business. You know, we're kind of trying to connect them all together.
Yeah, veterans here locally need to do a lot of Googling because a lot of people, you know, these two are some of the best examples, put on programs for veterans and want to help veterans get going and get through the transition. And you got to reach out and you got to grab the opportunities,
right?
You know?
Yeah, I mean, the key thing is it doesn't cost vets at all, but their time and their commitment. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of donors step in. Doug Shore was really our benefactor that really made this all possible. You know, but recently, Fifth Third Bank has stepped in and providing the meals for the program. So the vets can come and attend. They get the content. They get the materials and you know, all the consulting and the advice for free. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking for is veterans in Georgia.
Okay. Veterans in Georgia looking to get more education and help, you know, further their career or their entrepreneurial dreams. Either one, it sounds like this is a great program for
them. Right, yeah, we're looking to expand. We're partnering up with Georgia Tech later on this year to offer one for import and export training.
Man.
Just a short, you know, short program. But wherever we can help, we want to.
That's great. And from your perspective, after being involved with this for a while, what are some particular attributes that veterans bring to the table or that you've seen that help them succeed that perhaps other, you know, people are not kind of leaning on?
Well, I think, you know, right off the bat, you get the structure and the discipline that they bring in terms of understanding, you know, setting goals and mapping out a process to get to those goals. Mm-hmm. But I think that where our professors, our faculty, but also our partners in the business community have really helped them out, is to start to recognize you know, the politics, the steps in the process, the relationships, you know, and just the whole new environment you're dealing with outside of the military. And how do you translate that to maybe working in inefficient markets, you know, and things that are not as structured. And, you know, making that dream a reality, because look, people sit around and say, I'd like to start my own business, or I'd like to be a salesperson. And the whole program is set up to make that transition from an educational standpoint.
So the structure, the discipline, setting goals, that's exactly what Brandon does every day. You know, it's one of the most disciplined, structured guys I've met in so many years. And it seems that no reason that you are successful through the program itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's they had a lot of speakers the first time too, and they walk through different ways that you can start your day and different methodologies for keeping track of your own time and your own goals. So I guess for a veteran who I like those spreadsheets, and I like those different ways to knock out tasks. Mm-hmm. I like to write things down and mark them off.
Nice. Right?
So,
and along the way, learning something, building yourself, your professional portfolio, so you can go out, start businesses or connect with others and help them find that path themselves. Absolutely. And that's what we're doing here on Veterans Connect Radio. We want this to be a resource, particularly here in Atlanta, for those veterans looking to go in any given direction. So from your perspective, how are we doing in Atlanta as far as helping businesses, helping veterans?
We're doing great. I mean, you know, the Kennesaw State's out there helping out, but there's a lot of organizations and a lot of other universities also, you know, doing things, and we're starting to work together. We get calls all the time from organizations, government and nonprofit organizations who want to help vets, and we're starting to see some synergy, you know, and that's the key, is us being able to network into that community. And, you know, you mentioned what Brandon did well, and I think and what veterans can do better is network outside their military networks.
That's something we've talked about here before.
Oh, you know, they come in understanding network, but within that military structure. Mm-hmm. You know, Brandon really, you know, took the initiative himself to reach out to our contacts, but also created his own in the business community. And he's actually provided more context for some of our alums. And so that's the key, I think, that the GAVE program sets out to do, is transition that the military network to a business network.
And so what's next for the GAVE program? You're looking for more students? You're looking for more sponsors? I mean, what do you guys need more of?
Well, we'd always love to take more sponsors and money, but the truth is right now we're doing fine. And we've had you know, very generous sponsors, and we have more faculty and more business people willing to help really than I can use right now. So what we want is students.
More students.
Yeah, and what's next is our veteran sales training program that's run by our Cole Center for Professional Selling with Terry Lowe. You know, and after that, that'll come up in October 14th and 15th. So we're going to start accepting applications next week, and we'll start promoting that. And then next spring, we'll start focusing on our entrepreneurship program.
And do you have any particular coordinates our listeners can go to find more detail about this program, a website, anything like that?
Yeah, I think colescollege.com/gave.
Okay.
So Cole, C-O-L-E-S, college.com/gave, G-A-V-E.
Yeah, so we'll have those links posted later on veteransconnectradio.com, which you can download and share for sure. Let's bring it into the conversation now. The other member of Kennesaw State, professor over there, Dr. Terry Lowe, professor of marketing, right?
Yes.
That's your title, huh? How long have you been in that position?
So I've been in academia since 91. I got to Coles College in 2003.
Okay.
So I was in at another university prior to that. I want to thank you guys both for letting us come on. It's a real privilege.
Yeah, our pleasure for sure. Yeah. Glad you could join us. And so you've always wanted to be an instructor, a teacher, a kind of facilitator of knowledge, I guess.
I don't know. I think everybody seems like they want to. I get a lot of phone calls and resumes from people who say they want to teach. I think it was kind of divine intervention. On my part, I was in industry for a number of years. I was in sales for most of those years I was there. And yes, the teaching, the academic part of it was something that I'd wanted to do. But I had five companies go out of business that I worked for the 11 years I was out. So that was the divine intervention.
Well, you were in charge of sales, weren't you? I don't know.
No, I was just doing the sales. Okay. I wasn't in charge of the sales. So I didn't take responsibility for those.
But you did walk the walk for a while. Did the sales, boots on the ground, out there. So you're not only teaching it, but you've been in those shoes as well.
Yeah, there's a difference in standing up and teaching, even though a lot of professors who have not been out there do a great job because of the research they do and the consulting they do and interactions they do with businesses. But there is something to being able to say to someone that, I've had to knock on doors. I've had to make phone calls.
Right.
I've had people who say, I really don't want to talk to you today.
Yeah. Slam the door in the face?
Yeah. Actually, there's not that many rude people out there. It's just every now and then. I think there's a bad name for some of the
customers. Well, I mean, on one side of the coin, too, people could say salesmen are rude and pushy and demanding themselves. So a lot of people have this kind of bubble. Whenever they hear the word sales, they don't want that person to come inside.
Yeah, it's a challenge, and that's one of the things that we do with our program, with the teaching and the degree, and we have a sales degree. It's one of the things we do with any of the workshops we do, especially with Gave, is help people understand the difference between sales done incorrectly and sales done professionally. The most successful salespeople are the ones who do it right, do it with integrity and do it with character, and actually have the best interest of their customers in mind. So there's not... you do have to ask questions. You do have to ask people to do things that sometimes they're not ready to change.
Especially write that check, too, right?
Write
ask people
check.
To do that.
And actually, again, not to get too academic on you, but that's the easiest part.
Is it?
Oh. It's, yeah.
Brandon?
Hey, you got a checkbook
yeah,
on you?
Yeah, right.
Well, once somebody understands, again, not to get into the whole seminar, but what I'm trying to do and what salespeople try to do is try to help people achieve their goals. Mm-hmm. So if you have to buy a microphone or equipment for your station, you have to buy a car, you have to buy a fleet of trucks. There's a reason you have to buy it. There's something you need, some goal you're trying to accomplish. So as a salesperson, I simply am trying to help you accomplish those goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so... and I think Brandon found out. It's one of the things we talked about beforehand.
Yeah, off air. It's the selling ice to Eskimos. And one of the first things he said was, that's not what salespeople do.
No.
They don't sell ice to Eskimos.
But that phrase describes like a really good sales.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that was my perception going into what sales are, is that you just sell, you can just push products on people, right?
Yeah, even if they don't want it.
Yeah.
Or don't
need
it.
And he's like, that's not, that was... a moment of clarity for me.
It was.
So, and I think that to keep going on that, I think any veteran that's just getting out would do well, whether they want to get into sales or not, would do well to go to this workshop. Because I think it kind of like, it reframes how you view the business world, I think.
Yeah, so the workshop itself, describe that. How long is it? How do you get involved? And what are some of the stuff you learn along the way?
Well, unfortunately, it's only a two-day workshop. There's a limited amount of time that we have. But we do try to give the basics. And by the time you walk out, and Brandon can correct me if I'm wrong, but you should understand how to sit down and have a conversation with someone.
Absolutely.
Because it's more of a, I'm not here to do anything to you. If I get in the door, and we don't really cover the prospecting piece, which is one of the more difficult pieces of it, but we do cover what do you do when you sit down with someone? And I would dare say that almost everyone tries to influence someone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to, you know, I've got a 25-year-old daughter who's in sales in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I've got a son who's 23 who's in California now. And so I, at this point in their lives, I can't really just tell them what to do.
No, they're kind of grown people now.
Yeah. And even when they're 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, you're better off helping them understand the advantages of doing what you want them to do. Mm. So we have to sell. I mean, I've married way over my head. I've got a beautiful wife. She's very intelligent. She's, and people look at her and look at me and think, why, how did he do that? So there's a, I gain some credibility when I show people who my wife is.
Yeah, right.
So we have to sell all the time,
right,
or try to influence people. But again, it's going to be influencing someone to do what is good for them, because yeah, you can't, I mean, any relationship, if you find out that I was not being truthful to you and I tried to get you to do something that was not good for you, mm-hmm, then that relationship will cut off. I know I'm kind of going off.
No, but I think you just described it there perfectly in the last sentence, yeah, about relationships, building new ones, holding together, you know, long-standing relationships, yeah, as much as it is about selling product or educating. You got to have a relationship with someone.
Yeah.
Well, we during the seminar, and anytime I talk about sales, it's not really, I don't know that selling is the right word. It's gotten a bad name. It's a four-letter word.
Right.
Now,
you feel like a used car salesman. Right. It's like the epitome of like the unscrupulous salesman.
Right. Right.
And, you know.
Although I have some friends who are in the car business. I have some friends who are in the insurance business. I have friends that are, and people I know well who go door to door. And the principles can apply and should apply, because it's more about understanding the other person and trying to find out what they need. So if you believe that I do not have your best interests at heart, and that's something you have to get over, because when you see a salesperson and they come in, they knock on your door, they give you a call, you're thinking, but somebody's going to try to sell me something.
Yeah.
Well, we try to, you know, baseball, I'm an old jock, so mm-hmm, baseball is 90% half mental. Right?
Is that a Yogi Berra?
That's a Yogi Berra, yeah. So I use that in class. Sales, and actually life, is 90% half mental. So the way I look at what we do, I personally, has a huge impact on how I do what I do. So when Brandon was in the class a couple years ago, and when we do with classes, we want to get over that stereotype, because if I believe, it's just like this, you know, one of the reasons I got involved with Gabe, I guess I'm sentimental, or I don't know how to describe it. I'm a patriot.
Okay.
I listen to the Star Spangled Banner, and tears come to my eyes
almost every single time. I love that song.
And I know that we could not have what we have, and we could not be blessed the way we're blessed, unless we had people like Brandon and the other veterans out there protecting us and making sure that we're able to live the free life that we have right now.
Very well said.
And like Ryan.
Yeah, we'll have to get that snippet put out there on the website for sure, because that was very well said, and certainly are things we've heard here prior, you know, mm-hmm, in the studio for sure. So so if veterans want to get involved with the Center for Professional Selling and take the course, how would they do so?
Well, they have to go through Sheb.
So they have to go through Gabe first, right?
Well, they just contact us there at coastcollege.com/Gabe. There's an application, and, you know, really it's just registering. Mm-hmm. And if you're a Georgian resident and you're a veteran, you're in. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we cap it at 30. That way we can have a lot more interaction in the class and make sure we get the content covered, you know. And if we have bigger demands, Terry could be easily influenced, I guess, perhaps to run another one before next year. But we typically do it once a year. And if we can, we can run two if we had to. Mm-hmm. You know, listening to Terry, I can tell you it was quite a coup when we influenced him to leave Baylor University to come to Kennesaw.
So you recruited him?
Oh, absolutely.
And, how'd you know? How did he get on your radar?
He's quite famous.
Okay.
And seriously, it was because, you know, as he mentioned, it's, you know, sales, it's, you know, it's really one of the most important part of the business. You have to sell product or the business goes away. But for some reason, you know, universities in the past, business schools kind of avoided it because of the bad reputation. But, you know, more and more, business schools start to realize that's where the students get their jobs. You know, our former dean, who's now the provost at Kennesaw, Ken Harmon, used to say that we strive to be the most relevant business school in the South. And so, you know, with our new dean, our current dean, Kathy Schwag, you know, and one of our other former deans, Tim Meskin, kind of looked around and said, what should we really focus on, you know, and, you know, to be relevant? And sales was it. And we actually had a small sales program. The person we had there did a great job of really just looking to grow it. And
right.
So we brought Terry over, and just he's really just made it explode. And he can tell you the accolades about how Kennesaw and Coles is really kind of, I think, ranked in the country, and the success he has with our students. The job placement's just unreal.
Yeah, if you could talk about that just for a second, because I'm sure there's veterans that are interested in the degree program itself.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually got some pretty interesting statistics there.
Yeah. And this, again, I love to hear people talk, Sheb and some of the administration, because I think I'm overrated for what they say. We're not doing rocket science. The key to, we have virtually 100% job placement.
Hmm.
So almost every single graduate, and we have about 150 sales majors and minors graduate every year.
Wow.
They have 3.2 job offers before they graduate.
Wow.
They have a 30% lower turnover rate and a 50% faster ramp-up time, according to the research that's been done, wow, which is important for companies.
Mm-hmm.
So two sides of that. The 30% lower turnover rate, a company is going to put in $75,000 to $100,000 the first year. If you have someone leave in that period of time, then they're out. So it's a real ROI for a company to hire one of our graduates.
Right, because they know they come to the table prepared and ready to succeed,
right,
and have tools in their bag that they can use right away, and then learn the culture and the direction of that corporation that they're working for, and their angles.
Yeah, so they'll have the basic skill sets of how to go out and find people who need what you have to sell, whatever company it is, and then know how to approach them, set up the conversation so that you can build some trust, so that you can actually have a conversation, because the salespeople who are most successful are the ones who talk 30% of the time and listen 70% of the time. Is that right?
Yeah. It's not me.
Yeah, right.
That's why I'm out. But that's one of the first things. You know, people find out I'm the director of the Center of Professional Selling, and they'll come up to me for whatever reason and say, you know, I've got a friend of mine who would be great at sales, or mm-hmm. people have told me I would be great at sales, and I always ask, well, why is that? And they'll say, well, we have the gift of gab. We can sell ice to Eskimos or whatever. And I say, well, we need to look at that a little bit differently, because it's not about that at all.
Probably more about listening and understanding.
Well, if you're going to help someone, you have to know what they need. Mm-hmm. So the statistics are great.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not because we're doing rocket science. We're teaching the basic skill sets and mindset for what a salesperson does. So the 30% lower turnover, 50% faster ramp up, all that's real money for a company. And the reason that they have that is because most people going into sales do not understand the process. There's a well-documented, empirically driven research on sales and how it works, and bringing somebody from the time they discover they have a need to the time they actually make a decision to make a mm-hmm. purchase. So that's important. Most people don't get that. And Brandon said he had a change of heart or mind about what salespeople do. And if I'm out there helping people, that's much better than me trying to take advantage of people.
Yes.
So getting that part and understanding the process and understanding, well, it's most people don't realize how hard sales is. And I think Zig Ziglar said one time that the sales is the highest paying, hardest job you have, or the lowest paying, easiest job you have.
Yeah,
because
really,
you get paid based on your efforts in that. So there right now are probably 140 to 150 schools in the country nationwide. Actually, in Europe, we work with schools in Europe and Canada and Mexico and some other places that have some kind of sales curriculum, some kind of sales program. There's over 4,700 universities in the country. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and I don't always believe what the government tells me, not to get into that conversation, but there's over 98,000 sales and sales-related jobs come open every single year.
Wow.
If all 100-plus universities graduated 100 people, you've got 10,000 qualified graduates coming out for sales.
Which only accounts for... 10%.
10%. So you've got 90,000 jobs chasing that many people. So I shouldn't tell anyone that, especially at Kennesaw State, because they really think I'm smart.
Well, we've talked about the veterans program there and how important it is, you know, to have another mission or a purpose in life once you separate from the service.
Yeah.
So I think when it gets into sales, it's important to sell something or relate to something that's important to you as opposed to selling pens or, you know.
Unless you like selling pens.
Yeah, maybe that's your thing, you
but
know.
But I think that what we've discovered here is it's a little bit more about personal relationships and building relationships. So if you find value in that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're giving, office supplies or...
But you do want a new mission or a new directive, and you're serving somehow still either a smaller community or a larger community through that sales lens.
Yes.
And so, you know, finding that right fit for you, I think, is important. Once you go through the program, get out, and then, you know, get into the workforce.
Well, there's a wide variety of jobs, and we work with companies that sell roofs. We get work with companies that sell floors. We get work with companies that sell... computer software, technology, research. I mean, it's medical supplies, pharmaceuticals. Everything has to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
But understanding somebody else and just wanting to help them. So we focus on business to business. So when I'm talking to Sheb or I'm talking to Ryan, figuring out what you're trying to accomplish with your business. Now, it doesn't matter what I'm selling to a degree. There's some things I would not sell, but that's up to the individual. But understanding how, you know, the only thing that you as a business want, unless you're a nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
is to increase your revenues or lower your costs. So as a salesperson or someone trying to help you, my only job is to find out, okay, how does my product or service lower your costs? Or how does my product or service help you increase your revenues?
Yes.
If I can do that, I can feel good about helping you accomplish your goals. I actually worked with a company, it's been 7 or 8 years ago, 10 years ago maybe, who they rewarded their salespeople based on the profitability of their customers.
Wow.
So if the customer was profitable, you got bonuses.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's really what we're trying to
do.
That's
a unique perspective for sure. And I'd like to talk a little bit about how you and Sheb worked together. So Sheb came to you, recruited you from Baylor to come on over here and start this program. And then he kind of stood up the GAVE program there and went to the dean and everybody's on board. But now here we are. You've done a few, been around a while. But how are you still kind of working today and then working together to take it forward from here?
Well, I'm using the GAVE relationships and partners and links to really recruit. And that's the key. I'm out recruiting, trying to get the word out about GAVE, about the veteran sales program and our other programs. And so it's my job really just to bring the vets to Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to leave, you know, the content knowledge to the experts. And that's Terry and his team. And so I get the students to him and, you know, he focuses on delivering, you know, that product.
But not every student who goes through the GAVE program goes into Terry's program.
Correct. So, you know, I try to get the right fit. Are you looking for a sales program? Are you looking for entrepreneurship or import-export?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really, you know, the administrative side and the recruiting for the program and then out looking for sponsors and just also trying to create networks. You know,
we barely ever see Shep. I don't even know. If you asked me where his office is, I could not find his office.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
I think he has four. Yeah, he's trying to keep under the radar.
So they go through your program, then they go see Terry, and then they're not just kind of out in the wild on their own, right? You've got to provide some more support structure from that. So what does that part look
like? Well, I kind of come back in then. Yeah, I try to keep the alumni connected and, you know, it's just, you know, on a regular basis, I'm getting emails back, phone calls from those vets who've gone through any of our programs, or even those who haven't, just saying, hey, this is what I'm interested in, what I'm doing. Can you give me some help?
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, look around the college and I try to, you know who knows what and connect them. Hey, this professor's, you know, knows somebody there, or I know somebody in the community. I've connected people with Brandon here lately. Yeah. Said, hey, this is the guy who knows something about this. You should talk to him. So, you know, my job is to really facilitate the veterans and get them to the right people, whether it's to a program or to one of our alumni.
And Sheb's office does a tremendous job.
You just don't know where it is.
Well, I have no idea where it is. I know the people, and the people are great. But when they set up, so they're funneling, we get the names, we get the information about the people who are going to be in the class, and from probably 6, 7, 8 weeks out, they're communicating with us about who's going to be coming, how many numbers are going to be, and then they show up the first day, they get everything set up, they make sure that, and so they're there and available the whole time, and then I know they follow up. We try to keep in touch some to a degree. We have the contact information, so if we have a program comes up, we do a sales career fair in the fall where companies are coming in looking just for salespeople. Actually, the first year we did it, I think when Brandon was there, we brought in State Farm and maybe one other. It might have been just State Farm, but there's some companies who are very interested in getting involved. So when they come in and they're looking for salespeople, then this might be a great networking opportunity for the veterans to come in. Also good for the companies because I think someone asked earlier, you know, what is it about veterans that would make them good at sales or why should they do it? You know, the things that make a salesperson successful are a lot of things that are taught from my understanding of military training. So the discipline piece, if you're not disciplined, you cannot be successful because you're your own boss mostly.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not going to have people tell you what to do. You've got to have an organization. You've got to have goals set up. You've got to take initiative to make sure that things get done because you usually do not have someone sitting there.
Breathing down your neck, right?
Yeah.
It's that makes self-managed. A big difference.
Now, Brandon comes to every show that we do very propelled. He does diligent research on all the guests. He asks poignant questions. I want to know, what kind of student was he?
He was great.
Did he sit in the front or the back?
I always sit in the front.
Yeah, that's
every
a good student.
Class. Yes. When I was in school, I sat in the front in every class because I was like, you know what? I fought in a couple wars for this opportunity.
That actually, be engaged.
Might as well be engaged, yeah.
And that actually pays off. Not from just a physical standpoint of being in the front of the class, but just the attitude of the people who are in the front of the class. But the thing is, you usually can't hide it because I'm going to pull out a word. I'm a peripatetic teacher.
Peripatetic teacher.
Peripatetic
teacher. You're going to have to define that one.
That means I walk around.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So I usually walk around. I don't think if Brandon had been in the back, I'd have been pretty close to him anyway.
Now, so a peripatetic teacher, can I be a peripatetic parent? Or that
I don't think you have any choice.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Got
having
it.
Two and the small ones especially, you have to be very mobile.
Got it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, an example of why I'm good at what I do because I get the right people doing the job. And, you know, we've really had to scramble those first few years of, you know, just a few people really just doing everything. You know, but really this last year or so with Terry's team really picking up, you know, the slack on that and really just I turn it over to him and I don't have to worry about it. So I have to see him. The Edge Connection there with our entrepreneurship program, I don't worry about them. So, you know, the dean has told me I need to up my efforts now. We're going to really start trying to figure out how we can do more.
Right.
You know, so if I don't have to worry about the programs anymore, and I don't, I know that Terry and his team are going to do a great job, and I don't need to be around. You know, I can start working with our alumni like Brandon and other organizations around town, and really not to get sponsors. I mean, of course, we want that. I don't want to turn that away. But we're looking to say, how can we help our alumni? How can we help the vets who come to the program? And I've got a couple of faculty members who joined the team, and we've got some people outside the community who want to help. And so we're going to start going back to our alumni and say, okay, what progress are you making? What do you need for us to do now? And so we're looking to see what we can do that perspective because we want it to be just, you don't come through, you graduate, or you take a four-month program and you're gone. We want to say, how can we help those that are progressing and, you know, in sales and in starting your own business? A lot of people fail. Most people fail.
Yeah.
Right. So we are there to say, okay, what's your next step? How can we help you with your next step?
I think that'll be a powerful program if you put that on. That'll give somebody the opportunity to kind of reset and say, all right, well, I did this. What did I do wrong? Right. So I think that'll be pretty cool because, you know, there are programs out there, but there's not that long-term follow-up. That's pretty.
And it's the good community out there. You know, people are always competitive about their own programs. But the great thing about ours is it really doesn't cost us money. It doesn't cost the state any money. You know, it doesn't cost any of our budget. You know, we've got donors for it. And all the faculty are giving their time, you know, for this. So we're not competitive in that sense. We'll work with anybody, right? You know, we're going to work with any organization out there who wants to help vets. And we've made some great partners already, from Georgia Tech to Vet Jobs. We're working with Chattahoochee Tech, with Jennifer Nelson and her group, on doing a transition workshop. So they ran one last year for those transitioning out of the military. How do they get set? And we've got a lot of people who work at, like, Gathering of Angels with Brandon. And
Veterans Connect Radio. Getting the word out.
There you go.
Hey, so I got a question. This is for both of y'all. So what are some of the mental roadblocks that you see from your veterans when they get into your program? So what are some of those things that they say they can't do or they don't know how to do, and you got to rewire them?
You want me to go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. No, I don't think there's anything unusual because, again, as we spoke earlier, you know, you say, well, I don't want to be a salesperson because they're evil
Right.
They're evil, pushy people.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to be assertive.
Okay.
But that's something you can learn.
Right.
You actually can learn to be assertive. You can learn to be innovative. You can learn to be entrepreneurial. Obviously, we teach those things. We think you can, but all the research shows that you can.
Right.
So just getting over that hurdle of the perception of what salespeople do. And here, the skills, the sales skills, relationship building skills are necessary. It doesn't matter. If you're starting your own business, if you're the boss, you know, if you're the supervisor, VP of sales or VP of anything, you have to get people to do things.
Absolutely.
And you know, I would rather have a person's heart than have to depend on them to take a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to pay them, but I'd rather you want to do what you're doing and then understand what you're actually accomplishing. You know, if somebody has a mission, you know, if you buy into the big idea in the culture of an organization and you believe that you're doing something greater than, you know, just yourself, just having a job.
You'll go to the ends of the earth for that.
Absolutely. Because that, I mean, one, I know I've seen military, I wish I could pull that name out of the hat, who said, if we give our troops a mission and they understand the reason for the mission, they're going to, you know, bend over backwards. Mm-hmm. They're going to go through a wall for you. But there's research now, and there's a great book called Selling with Noble Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a plug to Lisa Earl McLeod. And it's all about, and it's research on individual salespeople and who are successful.
Selling with a Noble Purpose.
Selling with Noble Purpose.
Noble Purpose.
Lisa Earl McLeod. Mm. And those salespeople who understand that they're actually helping their customers and they have that desire to be of help to their customers are much more successful than the people who just want to get the money. You know, just sell the ice or refrigerators to Eskimos.
Yeah. Selling refrigerators.
Right.
The only thing I would add is, you know, not being military, I just have to go on what I'm told. I think it's going forward without a real specific plan. You know, in the military, there's a manual for everything, right?
Oh, there is.
And so it's not that they're not thinking, but there's a plan to do it. And of course, you know, in the business schools and Terry's program, they give them models and frameworks, and but you have to write your own plan. And I think that's the big challenge. They got to realize they got to write their own plan.
They got to write their own manual to complete whatever
they want. There's components.
Yeah.
There's templates. But you need to work through it yourself and understand, okay, what is my business about? What am I trying to accomplish?
Because you're picking your mission. It's not somebody else's mission. You're picking the mission. Mm-hmm. You know, and the thing is, not everybody's on your team, right? Not everybody is going to, you're going to have to influence people that don't have to be there. They don't have to go by authority.
So, right.
And which is a little bit different.
Of course. It's very good.
And can you share a little bit about the profile of the average student that comes with it? Are they millennials like Brandon, or are they more closer to my age and like Dr.
Well,
Lowe?
Well, you're going to get in trouble there.
Well, it's been diverse across the board. I think we've had, you know, people 24, 25, all the way up to 65.
So you do take some of the older seasoned generations.
Absolutely.
Seasoned
veterans. That's
decrepit.
Hey, if you gave for our country, we'll give back to you.
That's great.
That's the whole purpose. But if I had to look at the typical student, I would think that they're typically E3, E5s is where the majority fall in, and probably in their late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. We've had several officers come through, but you know, E3, E5s, and you know, 27, 25 to about 35 is where.
Yeah.
We've had a few come back at 65 years old and say, this is what I wanted to do. You know, and hey, we're about education. You always want you learning.
That's great. So if you're a veteran out there of any, you know, kind of era, and you're looking to maybe reinvent yourself or put you on a new track to success, this is an opportunity for anyone in the state of Georgia, no matter what branch of service you were in or when you were in.
Absolutely.
This is a
even
great,
the Coast Guard is welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're outside of Georgia, you're somebody outside of Georgia, and we can't really bring you in ours. We know of plenty of programs that are around in Tennessee and around the country that people are willing to help you. There's, you know, we don't want to just give back. We're not really in competition.
Yeah, that's good. And so, again, what's next for you? Looking for more students, looking to help get the word out, kind of actively engaging more veterans, you know, as they transition, I guess?
Well, I think get the word out, you know, spread it for us at coastcollege.com/gave. You know, my name's Sheb, S-H-E-B.
Yep.
There's not a lot of them out there. So if you just Google Sheb True at Kennesaw.
Yeah.
You'll find that.
That's the only. You don't even need to put Kennesaw in there.
No.
Just put Sheb True.
And with a last name like True, you should be in sales yourself.
There you go.
It's an honest name for sure. Yeah. And for you, from the sales perspective, the marketing center or the sales program there, what do you guys need more of?
Well, we're looking for students. I mean, you know, from the GAVE standpoint, we've had about 18 to 20
each session
in the classes. We can accommodate 30. And if we have to, as Shep said.
But now, for a guy like me who just wanted to come and maybe take your sales weekend course, I can't do that because I'd have to go through GAVE first.
But all you're doing is sending me an email, and I'll give you the link to apply. And it's October 14th and 15th.
All right.
And basically, for Georgia veterans, we'll take the first 30 that sign up, and then I'll communicate with them and make sure they know where to go, what's the materials they need in advance, and what they'll do. And they'll RSVP, and I'll give it to Terry, and they'll show up that day. They get some lunch.
All right.
And they get 2 days of, great content. So it's free for any veteran. So you can come.
Okay.
October 14th, 15th, send me an email, or just go to coastcollege.com/GAVE, and there's an application there. And it's really just registering.
And if you say you heard it on Veterans Connect Radio, we'll give you a free Business Radio X coffee mug.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Free Business Radio X coffee mug.
That's right. So if you heard it on Veterans Connect Radio. So October 14th and 15th, that's the next installment of the GAVE program. And then after that, if the veteran is interested, then they go over to your program.
That's going to be the program.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So GAVE is kind of the umbrella organization. Right. And then there's entrepreneurial training, and then there's selling training.
Yes.
And so the October 14th and 15th is going to be that selling training with Dr. Terry Lowe.
Which could really help you as an entrepreneurial track or just a general corporate track.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I really recommend that workshop to anybody, whether you're going to be in sales or not, because every interaction is selling, right?
Yeah.
It's a great place to start.
Absolutely.
You go to that website, again, it'll tell you about the sales program, the entrepreneurship, and it'll tell you about this Boots to Business program the SBA runs, as well as others, and you'll have opportunities to get involved in many different ways.
There's one thing also, just as an add-on, the class is not just a sit-down, listen, take notes class. We actually have about 3,500 square feet of space as a sales lab. Throughout the first day, we do some role-playing, some experiential exercises. Second day, we'll do complete some of the material, but then we'll end up, everybody's going to be doing experiential sales calls.
Right. So if I came into the program and I'm already have a job but looking to increase my sales acumen, mm-hmm. you can actually do some role-playing with the Business Radio X model and everything, as opposed to learning how to sell a car, which
right.
I don't
yeah.
That's
right.
great. That's yeah. real-world practical knowledge that veterans could use to help
Absolutely.
grow them professionally.
And that's why they're here. That's why we're on the show.
Now, we certainly do appreciate you gentlemen taking the time out to educate our listeners, and we support you and your mission 100% here at Veterans Absolutely. Connect Radio.
So, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, my pleasure. And if you want to come back, you got a veteran you can recommend to be on the program who's gone through there, is now wildly successful out there. We'd love to feature them as well. So thank you both, Dr. Terry Lowe and Shep True, for joining us here today. And Brandon, that's a wrap. Episode number 12.
It is. All right. We should see you at the Q3 Summit.
That's right. This Thursday, August 11th, at the UPS headquarters. The Undersecretary of the Army, Patrick Murphy, is going to be out there speaking.
Right.
And a couple other featured keynote speakers as well. I guess the sad news is John Phillips won't be joining us. He's in Idaho.
Is he in Idaho?
Yeah. It's a rafting trip he does every year.
Oh,
so.
Lord.
We'll have to catch him at Q4,
which
is not going to be too much further after that. I don't know the exact date, but it's in October, so we should look forward to that. So listeners, stay tuned for more information. And we'll be back again with Veterans Connect Radio, episode number 13, coming up in a few weeks. So make sure
I think it's September 12th.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. In between then, you're going on another training exercise or something?
No, I just got back for one. Okay. But I'm actually going to be going to Europe, take some
That's
time
right.
off.
Oh, we can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah.
Take lots of pictures come back and share with us all your adventures there. So, all right. Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Stay tuned for more here on the Business Radio X Network. Say thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor for helping us make all this happen. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X family, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We'll see you on the radio.